Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, pop quiz. TJ, is your tree still up?
No.
Hope?
Yes.
Mine went down over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's a B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. You can join the conversation, 252-9233. That is the text line and our phone line.
How long are you leaving it up?
I don't know, till March.
Wow, that's pretty specific. Why March?
Because then I'll be ready to like transition my house back into like spring summer decor. Oh, there's two seasons in Hopeland, you have to remember.
Oh, Hopeland.
That's what you called it. You named it that.
I forgot. It's been so long. So in Hopeland, there's two seasons, summer and Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's too early to transition back to summer.
Does the tree transition into like a Valentine's tree?
No, nobody's got time for that.
And then it doesn't transition into St. Patrick's Day tree. And then.
No, it's still got snowmen and sugar plum fairies and princesses all over it.
Have you seen the trend of people putting saran wrap around their trees?
And then just storing it. So you, when you get put it up next year, you just take the saran wrap off and you're like, boom.
But half of the fun is like decorating the tree.
Looking at the decoration. Oh, remember this one? Grandma gave us this one. Oh,
right. That I agree. I don't like that new trend. Yeah. I don't know. It's like you don't have time to put up the tree. But it's just so nobody has to take it down. But it goes down much quicker than it went up.
Yes.
Like I get all my ornaments off of there, pop it back off into three pieces, get it in the basement.
You know, getting the right balance on this side versus that side and all that. January 6th is the day that a lot of people take their tree down.
That was yesterday.
Because of the 12th night of Epiphany, marking the end of 12 days of Christmas.
Right.
The Christmas tree is still out. Here, is it not?
Oh, that thing's going to be out there till June.
Oh, yeah.
So, exactly. Jennifer Hudson still had her trees up on her show yesterday.
True. Well,
you know,
didn't you say the lights were still up in Livonia?
Yes. All the decorations on the lamps, they're still up.
So, why is it weird that my tree's still up?
I guess it's not. But till March?
March is very specific.
But I will be honest, I put mine up shortly after Halloween.
Yeah, so mine goes up until Thanksgiving.
So see, mine goes up super early, and then I take it down.
See, I'm more for putting it up early.
I put it up early.
Than leaving it up late. Because when you, let's be real, all the TV commercials start becoming Christmas right around that time
frame. It's
the
anticipation.
Yes, it's getting colder out. You might have snow on the ground.
Yeah, but now it's just weird having it up, right? Over there in Hope Land till March.
March. Sleep. Is very important, and I think the older I get, the more I am trying to prioritize getting sleep. Mm-hmm. Your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, Billy, TJ, and Hope. You can join in the conversation, 252-9233. That is also the text line as well. So I don't know about you guys, but doing what we do for a living and working these hours, I came to the shift in March, and I've never been more exhausted in my life.
Yeah, do it for 10 years. Well, and then before here, I did it for, so these hours do, man, they age you.
like being president.
It is. Like, you should have seen me when I started 10 years ago.
So I'm finally at the point, and I've mentioned this before, that like even on holidays, I still try and get up at close to the normal time just so that my body gets used to getting up at this time. And I've done a pretty good job with that. I actually wake up most days like 5 minutes before my alarm goes off. So no matter what, if I go to bed at midnight and 3:30 rolls around, I'm waking up.
Right.
If I go to bed at 7, I'm still waking up at the same time. So my body knows what time it is and what time I have to get up. My problem is I have trouble forcing myself to go to bed.
Yeah. To get that.
To get full night sleep. Do you guys have any hard and fast rules that you follow for going to bed? Because I read somewhere that people are setting alarms that basically say it's time to go to bed.
Well, my phone goes into sleep mode automatically. And I think it's at like 8 p.m. because I don't get any notifications of phone calls or anything like that. And then my alarm for the next morning is automatically set in my phone. So, I mean, I'll look at my phone and be like, oh, it's in sleep mode. Like, that's my reminder.
That's your reminder.
All right, I better work my way upstairs.
But there's nothing that flashes, nothing that's like, hey, whatever you're doing, stop.
No.
Go to bed. It's more important than whatever you're doing.
What is she supposed to do? Like, just drop her sponge in the sink? Like,
yeah.
An alarm goes
yes.
up? And she's like, you know what? Mom mode off.
Beep, beep, yes. beep. I can't just shut. Yeah.
Steve, Liam, somebody needs to finish these dishes.
Yeah, just drop everything. And just, for example, last night, like, he's gotten behind in some homework. So he needed me to sit there with him, help work him through whatever it is that he just was not getting while I was making dinner, while I had the pup and the pup's
eating you.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. And it's like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, so some evenings you just can't.
Do you think if you had like an alarm on your phone at like...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
7:15 that goes beep, 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 beep.
I would love to.
You should get ready for bed.
I would stinking love to.
Would that have changed anything last night?
I'm telling you, they'll find me. They'll find me. I don't. When you do it for so long, your family, there comes a point where your family's like, doesn't understand, just doesn't get that you need to go to sleep. Mom just goes to work and she doesn't need any sleep.
I'm not kidding when I say exercise and diet important. Sleep, I think, is more important.
Right.
And the last 8 months have shown me I need to concentrate on that more than anything.
For today's court of public opinion, also known as COPO, Jeanette Wrightson, she is pregnant and expecting her first baby. Her mother wants to throw a grandma shower, similar to a baby shower, but it's the grandma-to-be rather than the parents. She says, I feel like it's taking the attention away from me, plus it's kind of tacky and stuff-grabby. How many times are we going to hit up family for baby gifts? My question is, am I a terrible person asking my mom not to have this grandma shower? 585-252-WBEE, 585-252-9233.
Dude question.
Yeah.
As an expectant mother, do you plan your own shower?
No.
Other people do it you.
I know people who have, but yeah, normally, I mean, it would be your mother
generally,
or your sister.
Generally, like if Hope was with child, you would be planning it because you're besties.
Well, normally it'd be family. Or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whoever's in your life. Yeah. So grandma's planning her own grandma shower.
It's like planning your own birthday party.
Well, it's, I don't know. I think grandma's excited too about the first grandchild and celebrating a milestone.
Right.
In her own way. I don't think you should ask her not to have it. I do think that's kind of
Don't you think it would be a whole different group of people though? I mean, there'd be some overlap there, but if it's grandma's friends versus your friends, that seems like a whole different group of people to me.
Even if it's not, I mean,
it's a big deal becoming a grandparent.
It is a big deal. And if grandma wants to celebrate just the same as the mom to be, but I get how,
I mean, is grandma going to be babysitting? Like how many things could grandma
possibly need
at her house?
I would imagine grandma would be babysitting, and we don't know. Maybe grandma's retired and plans on watching said baby.
Yeah. Let grandma have her moment.
I say let grandma have her moment. However, I know there are plenty of others that say that's the tackiest, stupidest thing I've ever heard. So 585-252-9233.
Presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, also known as COPO, Jeanette writes in, she is pregnant and expecting her first baby. Her mother wants to throw a grandma shower, which is similar to a baby shower, but it's for the grandma-to-be rather than the parents. She says, I feel like it's taking the attention away from me. Plus, it's kind of tacky and stuff grabby. How many times are we going to hit up family for baby gifts? My question is, am I a terrible person for asking mom not to have this shower? 585-252-WBEE, 585-252-9233.
Is this a new invention? I'm asking as a dude. I've never heard of this before.
No, it is a fairly new trend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been around for a little bit, but it's a... Yeah, it's like the baby moon.
You go off when you're pregnant, you go on a honeymoon.
It's like one of those kind of trends. No, it is fairly new. But
I will say, as somebody who is at grandparent age, which I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, I have friends who have grandkids. I'm 55.
That's crazy.
And it is absolutely mind-blowing to see friends holding up pictures of their grandkids.
Yeah.
So I can see why grandma wants to have a party. But the only part I find is weird is that she wants to plan her own grandma party.
That's the weird part
to
you?
That's the weird part to me.
Well, grandma, I hate to tell her, does not have a lot of our listeners on her side.
Grandma's in a corner by herself.
This text says, grandma's party sounds very tacky to begin with, but if you find that it is very... but. It is very financially rewarding since grandma's friends have more money.
Yeah. Maybe get a trip out of it.
This texter says, I'm sure grandma is excited, but it doesn't seem like it's taken away from the new mom. I have three grandkids and I wouldn't want a shower. Isn't it kind of like someone getting engaged at someone else's wedding? Like, let them have their time in their own day.
This texter, as a grandma, yes, it is tacky and inappropriate.
The grandmas are all coming out. The grandmothers are sitting as the jury today in our court.
There's another text that says, this is your baby, not a group project.
Dang. All right, then let's call this.
This was pretty easy.
This was easy. Yes.
Tacky.
It is tacky. So no, you are not a terrible person for telling mom. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.